Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Imagine a beautiful afternoon. The sun is shining and you get to enjoy it all because you just sat down on your John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what it's like to drive a John Deere mower, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today's topic, how to choose an IRA custodian. In last week's episode, I explained how to roll over your 401k to an IRA when you leave a job. In today's episode, I have some tips on how to choose an IRA custodian. It's possible to open an IRA at many different types of financial institutions, including brokerages, mutual fund companies, banks, credit unions, insurance companies, and self-directed IRA custodians. Having so many choices can be overwhelming. As listener Joshua put it in an email he sent me, when you're in a situation where you want to start your retirement savings and you have no idea whether you'd be better off just giving the money to the bank, giving it to a mutual fund company, or some other institution, it is so daunting that you just don't do anything. Now, don't let the abundance of choices keep you from taking action. Remember, delay has a cost. During the time you spend in a state of indecision about where to open an IRA, your money could have been growing for you. So here are four tips on how to make a smart choice about which IRA custodian to go with. Tip 1. Choose an IRA custodian with a broad selection of investment options, including a wide variety of mutual funds as well as individual stocks and bonds. Fidelity, Vanguard, and Charles Schwab are just a few examples of mutual fund and brokerage companies with broad investment choices. Keep in mind that an IRA is simply a tax-advantaged container for investments. You can buy just about any type of investment with an IRA, and different IRA custodians make their money by selling different things. If you open an IRA at a bank, you'll be able to invest in CDs. If you open an IRA at an insurance company, you'll be able to invest in annuities. And if you open an IRA at a brokerage and mutual fund company, you'll be able to invest in mutual fund stocks and bonds. For most everyone, opening an IRA at a brokerage and mutual fund company makes good sense. Tip 2. Compare fees when selecting an IRA custodian. Some custodians charge higher fees than others. Find out if there's an annual maintenance fee. Many custodians do not charge maintenance fees. Check to see if the custodian offers a wide variety of no-load mutual funds, that is, mutual funds without sales fees. Vanguard is known for its low mutual fund management fees. Also, compare the commissions charged for trades. Tip 3. Look for a custodian with excellent customer service. Is their website easy to use? Can you execute transactions and monitor your portfolio from their website? Do they have a toll-free number? Do they have retirement specialists who will help you choose your investments? And lastly, tip 4. Consider whether you'd like to take your IRA beyond stocks, bonds, and mutual funds and invest in other types of investments, such as real estate or privately held companies. Remember, you can invest in just about any type of investment with an IRA. If you think you might want to invest in real estate or private companies with an IRA, listen to episode 7 to learn about self-directed IRAs and whether one might be right for you. And here's a bonus tip. When you open a new IRA, be sure to designate beneficiaries for the account. The beneficiary designation on file with the IRA custodian controls who will inherit your IRA. So it's important to indicate to whom you'd like to leave your IRA funds. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. As always, everyone's situation is different, so be sure to consult a tax or financial advisor before making important financial decisions. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized professional advice. Oh, and I'd really appreciate it if you took a moment to post a review at iTunes. Send your questions or comments to money@qdnow.com or call them into my voicemail line, 8776-RICHER. Thanks for listening.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.